Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Okay, Hugh, just a couple days. If you don't have your wine now, you better get moving. Because we got the big day and also a ton of leftovers to work with this weekend.
Yes, so whether you're looking for the wine to go with your festive occasion or you're looking for the wine to go with all the leftovers that are in your fridge while you're watching your football game.
That's right.
Here's a couple of nice whites to sort of peruse as you're looking at this.
And what we're looking for is generally aromatic whites. It's not the big Chardonnays and stuff, but aromatic whites. And we can go all over the world and find them. For instance,
one really cool place is to go to South Africa, where they are very famous for their Chenin Blanc. Here's a good one from Bellingham. It's called Citrus Grove. It's got wonderful citrus and orange notes with a hint of melon and pineapple. Good, crisp, bright acidity. Obviously no wood, because you don't want wood. And it sells for $10.
Amazing.
Yep.
Gewürztraminer is always one of my favorites, and of course you get some really nice ones out of Alsace. I finally came across a German Gewürz.
Oh, you don't see that very often.
No, you don't. And this was from the Rheinpfalz. It's Vier Jahrzeiten. That means four seasons. It's the longest title I've had in a long time. Durkheimer Schenkenbowl Rheinpfalz Gewürztraminer cabinet level. So it's a serious wine. 2012, $14. And it's very, very similar to the Alsatian, but I think it's a little sweeter than I expected.
Okay.
Cabinet-level Rieslings are usually a tad dry.
Right.
But this one is so sweet, I might say have it with apple pie afterwards. I had the Hushgewürztraminer from the Anderson Valley at $16. Always a very reliable producer. This is just a very nice, modest Gewürz. Had a lot of varietal character going on. Easy to like.
Something else you might want to look at in the aromatic whites is a grape called Albariño, which comes from Spain principally. Most of the ones in Spain come from an area called the Rías Baixas, but this one is unusual because from Castres del Segre. It's called Castel de Ramat, R-A-I-M-O-T. It's a 2014. Wonderful sort of floral notes with minerality and a hint of apricot. Classic for Albariño. This one's got probably a little more structure than most, and it's a whopping $10 again.
And congratulations, Hugh. I think you're the first American wine critic to recommend Albariño for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I like it.
It's a first, but why not?
Absolutely.
Why not? Okay, let's move on to something else that's a tad obvious, and that's Riesling.
Yep.
And I think one of the great go-to buys this time of the year and this time of the week is Chateau Saint Michel.
Right.
They actually have a running mate with that, the Riesling and the Gewürztraminer. Washington, say, Columbia Valley, they sell for about $10, maybe even less. Great value.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Really nice. Well-made wines, and it's exactly what you're looking for Thanksgiving. The Riesling is nice and very, very clean, a little off dry, just a solid dollop of flavor. It's just a great deal. So I really like that. I found an Alsatian Riesling that I really liked, and this is for the more sophisticated side of the plate, i.e. the sauerkraut and sausage. This is the Cave de Bebelenheim Riesling from the Heimberger Vineyard in Alsace. Only $16, which
that's
is a deal. 2012, very, very different animal. Bone dry, but it had wonderful depth of flavor to it, and it's going to work so well with that sauerkraut and sausages. You need to have a little bit of that there.
Okay, well, that certainly works for me. We'll get all of these on the website because I couldn't remember all that.
We will put them on the website. You can print it up and go shopping and have a good time. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy the leftovers, too. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.